situation was unfortunate for the country. I think it gave the United States a bad name all over the world. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, at least under our system, he could resign. In any foreign country, he would have been assassinated immediately.
Or done what?
That's right.
The situation now in India isn't that
ridiculous?
That really is.
And Eva Peron too.
Mm-hmm.
You have to kick them out or assassinate them. You can't vote them out because they're there for life, unless you find some other way to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
At least here in the United States, you have a little bit of choice.
This is a good thing to know too, that Nixon couldn't seize power. Like, he couldn't take over the government at all. Like, it's been done in India.
Because
the system, the way it was set up, actually, you know, would
prevent it. It would have to be a powerful man to be able to take over the military,
mm-hmm.
and really. Become a dictator, because there are too many forces opposing him. I just don't think it could happen here.
Mm-hmm. I don't either. I was talking to Phil, and he said, if the president got together with the military, the only situation that would come out of it is the Air Force and the Navy would go to war with the Army and the Marines.
That's about what it would amount to. And I don't think one man could take over the Army and have every general in the Army behind him. There are going to be some who would oppose him.
Mm-hmm.
And same as the admirals in the Navy, some of them might be for him, but others are going to be against him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think it could happen. Like Castro taking over Cuba,
mm-hmm.
I just don't think it's possible here.
Mm-hmm.
Might be mistaken. It might happen, but
I
don't think we've ever had that strong a man in the White House who could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when Roosevelt was in office for so many years, people said he was nothing but a dictator. But that was the people who didn't like him to begin with. And anybody you elect and put in the White House, those who, no matter what he does, it's going to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are not going to agree with the president, regardless of who he is or what he does. There's always going to be somebody taking the opposite view. But at least you do have a choice as to who you got a voice in it. It's not always your choice that you vote for the Democrat and the Republican is elected. It's not your choice, but you had your say anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who I don't think Mr. Ford will be the candidate for the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think he will. I think Rockefeller will be their candidate.
You know, I've wondered about the Democrats. It seems like there should be somebody who is obviously the main Democrat. No,
there isn't.
And there just isn't.
There isn't. Because when Eisenhower was elected, he was no political figure either.
Mm-hmm.
They nominated him simply because he was General Eisenhower.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the country voted for him simply because he was General